Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is an up-and-coming star in the Republican Party, or at least he was until last week. Greitens admitted to rumors of an extramarital affair, but then denied allegations that he took unwanted photos of the encounter and used them to blackmail the woman into silence. Now some lawmakers and observers are calling for his resignation. Jason Rosenbaum is a political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio and co-host of the podcast Politically Speaking. Hi, Jason.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, Eric Greitens reached national attention this past week, probably for reasons that he didn't want, Jason. What did Missourians already know about Governor Greitens before this scandal news?
Well, the governor came into office on a platform that emphasized both his resume and his character. They knew that he was a Rhodes Scholar, a Navy SEAL, the head of a charity that helps veterans get on their feet after combat. They obviously didn't know that in the run-up to him running for governor, he was engaging in an extramarital affair. And it really blows a hole in this image that he has showcased to Missourians as a man of character and a man of conviction. And a lot of people are questioning if they were duped during this campaign by not knowing this information.
So Greitens seemed like the kind of politician who fit the profile for the upwardly mobile political career, relatively young, Navy SEAL, military background, Rhodes Scholar, you mentioned it all. Allegations of an affair and also alleged blackmail. What do we really know?
Well, we know that he had an extramarital affair because through his attorney, he has admitted that to numerous reporters. His attorney has strongly denied, though, the second claim that he blackmailed this woman into not revealing the affair. The second thing is what is catching most people in Jefferson City's attention. Even some Republicans that work well with the governor have said that if the blackmail allegations are true, that he should resign pretty much immediately. The circuit attorney in St. Louis, which is the prosecutor here, is opening up a criminal investigation into the blackmail allegations. And there's still a lot of unknowns here because the woman involved is not speaking publicly. The tape recording that was in the news report that broke this was supplied by the ex-husband of the woman. So there's a lot of unknowns at this point, and that's why I think some Republicans that are in the Republican-controlled legislature are taking a wait-and-see approach.
And it sounds like the kind of sort of salacious political intrigue that maybe people in Missouri aren't exactly used to, Jason. Eric Greitens' own political style up until this point, how is that playing into how other politicians are handling the story and how the media is handling it?
You don't really see a lot of Republicans defending or standing up for the governor right now because he had a fairly contentious relationship with elected officials. He came into office with rhetoric chastising, quote, career politicians. So it's not super surprising that a lot of elected officials from both parties aren't exactly eager to stand up and defend what the governor did here and to try to save him politically. It also doesn't help him much that Missouri's lieutenant governor is also a Republican, and the lieutenant governor and governor have had some disagreements over major policy issues, including a popular tax credit known as the low-income housing tax credit that the governor basically halted. So because of these policy and personality differences, you're not really seeing a lot of groundswell support for the governor right now. And while you may see kind of a domino effect of resignation calls if there's any more information that comes out about this situation or potentially other ones.
And before we let you go, Jason, does Eric Greitens have a strategy to prevent this from derailing him altogether?
Right now, he is laying low. He canceled a statewide tour promoting a tax cut proposal he talked about in the State of the State. He's not talking directly with any mainstream media outlets right now. We'll have to see whether that strategy remains fruitful, given that other politicians in Missouri who have run into this sort of trouble have gotten through it by talking with the media.
Jason Rosenbaum, reporter, St. Louis Public Radio. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, where the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.